From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly reading Little Britches, Father and I Were Ranchers by Ralph Moody. Let's begin with Chapter 1, We Move to Colorado. I never really knew Father very well until we moved to the ranch on the Fort Logan-Morrison Road, not far from Denver. That was just after my 8th birthday, right at the end of 1906. When we lived in East Rochester, New Hampshire, he worked in the woolen mill, but it was not good for his lungs. He was sick in bed the winter before we moved. The one after Hal was a year old. Cousin Phil lived in Denver and came to see us the next spring, right after Father got well enough to go back to work. I liked him a lot. He had a gold front tooth and wore a derby hat cocked way over on his right ear. And he sold gold mine stock. One afternoon, when Grace and I got home from school, he and Mother were talking in the parlor. I did not have much chance to listen because Mother told Grace and I to take Philip and Muriel outside to play till supper time. But I did hear Cousin Phil say, "Why, Mame, there just isn't any work at all to ranching in Colorado. We have 365 sunshiny days in a year, and all a man has to do is toss out seed in the spring and harvest his crop in the fall. Now, with my connections, I could make a deal to put you folks on one of the finest ranches in the country. You'd have all the milk, butter, and eggs you could eat, and half of all the crops you could raise. Why, in 1 year, Charlie'd be a new man. He'd make as much money as he'd make here in East Rochester in a lifetime."